the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna.
This is Charlotte.
Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke and I'm in the gorgeous kitchen with...
a crying Donna Freed.
And you're crying because you're cutting the shallots.
Yes.
Now today we're doing a vegan recipe, but don't be scared. People who aren't vegans can eat it because we're on a health drive now because it's January. It's butternut squash and sage macaroni with crispy breadcrumbs.
Doesn't
that sound comforting?
It does.
My God. So I'll just, it serves four, vegan, DF. Do you know what DF stands for?
Dandruff free? Yeah. Donna Freed?
Yeah, you. Hands-on time, yeah, is about 30 minutes. Total time is 45. Get ahead. Now, this is what you've done. You've got ahead.
I took a tip from that little elf we had helping us the last time.
So you got ahead by chopping up the large butternut squash into, you peeled, de-seeded it and chopped it into small, even pieces.
I know. That was nice of me, wasn't it?
That is the hardest job.
I know, exactly. You can tell it's January. Obviously,
exactly.
I wasn't hungover.
Got loads of time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fine. Get up at 6 and chop it, you know.
So one onion, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 800 ml of vegan vegetable stock. We use marigold, and we bought that, haven't we? Is that TBS? That's tablespoon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Of chopped fresh sage, plus a teaspoon for topping. 350g of dried macaroni, egg-free. Took me a little time, but I found it in the kind of wheat-free section.
Free from.
200g cherry tomatoes, which you can get all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Free from cheddar style cheese grated. I've never bought grated cheese before. To me, that's the height of decadence.
And you bought grated not cheese.
Yeah. Well, has it got not milk in it or something?
Yeah.
White bread. Hope that's okay. Grated into breadcrumbs. We've got the bread. Well, actually, I bought some breadcrumbs.
Lazy babe.
Yeah, bought some Taste the Difference ones.
Taste the difference between you doing it and us doing
it. I didn't like the idea of like a white sliced loaf. I wanted something a bit classy. And then the usual 40g of hazelnuts chopped.
It's not pistachios,
no.
But it is a nut.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you've preheated the oven to 220.
I have preheated the oven. Again, congratulations to me.
Yes. Now we need to arrange the butternut squash and onion on a baking tray and drizzle with olive oil and season and roast in the oven for 30 minutes until the butternut squash is tender and the onion is soft.
Mark.
Okay. I find butternut squash really brilliant to cook with. It's fabulous in frittatas, brilliant in soups, really nice just hacking a bit up and putting it in with your roast potatoes on a Sunday.
I am lining my baking tray with...
Why are you lining it?
...greaseproof paper. Because it saves me from cleaning up and it also, it doesn't stick and it's,
Such a good idea because I've got a baking tray at home at the moment with stuck on...
Yeah, exactly. So
stuff.
Look, see, isn't that nice? And later I'll just pick it up and...
A great tip from Donna Free.
Yeah, exactly.
What
full of them.
The DF was about. And then chopped onion goes in it as well.
Yeah.
I'm chopping the onion with one hand while I hold the microphone.
Such talent, I tell you.
Oh, see, I am left-handed.
I know. I'm always befuddled by that.
Yeah, you don't believe me.
I know. I always think you're faking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm faking everything.
You just
want
to be different.
Yeah, faking everything, baby. Right. Okay, there you are.
All right. Thanks.
So how, I've asked you how's your Christmas, but the theme today is, what was the best night out you had at Christmas?
I had a great night out. It was a West Indian Danish hygge mashup, which was very fun. So we had this great sort of broccoli and Stilton soup. And then there was homemade gravlax and pickled herring, and it was absolutely delicious. It was really good.
So which bits were the West
Indian? We had a dance.
Which bits was the West Indian bit?
Well, the soup and the dance. Oh, and the copious amounts of rum punch.
And this is because your friend is Danish,
uh-huh.
And she's a kind of... foodie chef person, and she's married to
a
really cool
foodie
chef West Indian guy.
Yes, he's from Dominica.
Wow.
So, well, he's Black British, but yeah, his family is from Dominica.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we had the punch and the...
fabulous. Really good mixture, actually.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah.
The kids were there. They were all hanging out.
What music did you dance to?
I forget, but it was really fun.
Was it like reggae or something?
No. Nice. It was just, you know.
Pop music.
It was, he actually, Dave played a really eclectic mix. He started out with Steely Dan and Chic and then moved through Modern Times.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, no, it was really fun. It was really fun. Because I love a bit of a wiggle me.
So do I,
and it was local.
Yeah.
So we walked home.
Lovely.
And afterwards, you know, no cabs and, faff getting home.
Yeah, that's the worst thing when it all goes wrong at the end of the night.
Exactly. Yeah. So, so everyone, you know, came home, had a cup of tea, went to bed.
Lovely.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, nice night out. And really cool people. Mm. Really fun. Really interesting people. There were Japanese people. There were Italians. There were, you know, very international sort of London crowd, which is fun.
Acton, darling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And did you go out, darling?
Yes. In fact, what I did was I've been going to the same yoga class for 4 years.
Oh, right.
And every year I have this burning desire to kind of get together with Jackie, who runs it, my yoga teacher, because I adore her. And I've never kind of, I've never let my hair down with her.
Well, and also you never see people in like civilian clothes. You're always in, you know, yogas. You know, and it's so funny when you see people outside of that context. So that's fun.
So what I thought was I'd organize it all. So I got, I contacted her and said, can I have like 20 emails from you of people you'd like to invite? Then I kind of booked a kind of wine bar.
Oh, right.
And then I got sent out the invites, and it was just so good, as you say, seeing everybody in their civilian clothes. Mm-hmm. Everyone would like dressed up, lipstick on, in the mood. And I was there from 7 in the evening till 12:30.
Propping up the bar.
It was so good. And I thought the most interesting thing about the yoga group is we do something very intimate together, which mm-hmm. is do yoga. But when we go in there and want to forget about our lives. So you don't mm-hmm. actually communicate. You actually go in there to kind of go into another world. So you mm-hmm. go into another world together. You share an experience and you see these people, but you don't communicate. You kind of have a laugh, but kind of light laugh. And it was so interesting last night because I saw them as humans, you know, and I saw their characters and I really, really interesting women. Mm. Oh, my God, the stories they had to say. Again, a really eclectic, really mixed, you know, quite a few people had cross marriages and then problems of teenagers. You know, the usual thing, mm-hmm. we're just sharing all our kind of woes and our lives. And we all said we're doing it again in June. It was so successful. Yeah, and it was really, really good. Really enjoyed it.
Well, and also doing something out of, you know, because I sort of feel like, you know, things become a bit formulaic over the holidays. It's like, oh, well, we go to this one for drinks, and then we do it this way, and then we go
it's
that
always the
one,
same and people, and it's the same having people. The drinks
yeah, party. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and even in New York, we always did Christmas Eve, and our friend always did Christmas, and then, you know what I mean? It was always, you know, the same, which is always fun. But then it's really nice to just out of the blue just say, oh, different group of people and mix it up and see what happens.
It was really good. And I really recommend anyone that has a group like that to get yourselves together, because the woman that ran it said, and she said, I've seen a difference in the group since we've done yoga. She says, I think you're more bonded, you know.
Oh, interesting.
As a group.
So you're going deeper.
Yeah, which is really good.
Downward doggier.
Exactly. Yeah, I had to do a few downward dogs the day after. I had a little bit of a hangover.
Child's pose.
But no hangovers at the moment.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
dry January.
Exactly. Here's to our tea.
Yes. Okay. So it's in the oven.
Okay, yeah, it's in the oven. What else are we supposed to do in the meantime?
Let's go and sit down.
Okay, so butternut squash and onion just came out of the
oven, it's called.
That big, difficult word.
The hot box. Hot box, yeah.
On the wall. And so this is interesting. Okay, so we're going to blend the butternut squash, onion, and the stock with some sage.
Again.
Exactly. Okay. But get this. It's kind of like lasagna.
Okay.
We're going to put the dried macaroni into an oven dish and then pour that over
it. Stock over.
And yeah. Yeah.
But that's a bit scary. I don't, you know, how do we know it'll cook?
But it's kind of like lasagna. It works.
Yeah, we just got to trust it. We've got to go with it. Yeah. That's the thing about these recipes.
Trust.
They take us out of our comfort zone, don't they?
Exactly. We have trust issues.
Exactly. So let's get the squash in a bowl with the sage.
Yeah.
I'll kind of chop up the sage roughly. So have you got any New Year's resolutions, Donna?
What's I'm going to be. I started resolving this in December, practicing more loving.
Oh.
More loving
to
whom? Okay, first, I won't judge people for their grammar. Okay, check from now on.
Yeah.
Just in general, less judgmental and more loving. Like, why not? It's not going to hurt anybody. And it'll certainly
make you a happier person.
It'll make me happier and make the people I love and deal with happier as well.
Let it go a bit more.
Yeah.
But be firm in the right places.
Exactly.
Get your priorities right.
Yeah, like grammar.
Don't be nitpicky.
Yeah, that's. And removing that out of one's life, it feels lighter.
Yeah. Let it flow, you know.
Yeah, and take you know, other people's poor use of grammar less personally.
So what tell me the grammar problem.
I'm just teasing, just because I corrected you on whom.
Yeah.
That I am a stickler about. Yeah, but, you know, that's my issue, right? Yeah, that's not anybody else's problem.
Yeah. So you are using the blender in the end.
I'm using the food processor, and look at that.
Yeah.
It's worked really well.
Okay, I'll just do the sage quickly.
Baking tray, and I was able to pick up my
sage. As we know, salve is very Italian, and this actually is a sort of vegan Italian dish,
isn't it? But did you see that I picked up?
You're showing off my now. Your baking sheet. Yeah, you can't remember any words today.
I'm really
spacey. Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is that? Wax paper.
Yeah, greaseproof paper, dearest.
Parchment paper. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But so I just picked it up and tipped.
Yeah, it's the best.
Look at that.
It's such a good tip.
Not a drop of oil on my
right.
Not a drop of intelligence in my brain.
Okay, so what we want to do is pour and the stock. Yeah, but the stock's so easy. I cook with marigold bouillon all the time.
Yes, I like these.
Yeah. So how much do we put in?
800 mil.
Okay. I'm trying to think of my resolutions. I know it's January already, but I haven't really had time to think about them because I've now moved house. I think the main thing I'm going to do is just... 2017 is all about starting afresh. I've never felt like this so much before. 2016 was one of the toughest years of my life on so many different levels. And I just really want to have a positive year, you know, and I really hope external things don't affect. You know, I had so much external things happen to me, you know, deaths and illnesses and sadnesses. And I just really hope that it all goes well, you know, don't get any more bad news.
Well, I'm hoping it was your caterpillar year. And
what
then
does that mean?
You've squeezed through the hardship, has squeezed out, and you're going to be a big, beautiful butterfly.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a lovely thing to say. But as someone said, at least it's all come at once, Josephine.
Really? Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, it didn't help.
Yeah.
No.
Not so much.
So 2017 is about enjoying life and getting my hope and faith back, you know, because I got a bit despairing.
Yes, dispirited, I would say.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I ended up last year just feeling like anything is possible, and I'm just going to continue that.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah. Well, I haven't had the time to think like that. I haven't had time to think above kind of the everyday. I've just been kind of surviving. You know how. And
well,
so
I'm going to pull you out of the muck.
So I want to kind of be able to raise my consciousness and start having ideas again and, you know, getting, you know. Because remember, you always used to say, Josephine, whenever I see you, you've got 20 new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have noticed in the last 6 months I haven't had any because I've been so busy living, sort of, you know, living
Kvetching.
Yeah. living on the edge, really. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to blend
we're gonna
this.
We're going to drown out your woes now.
Yeah. Okay, so what we do is we've blended that on a high until completely smooth and combined. Then we tip the dried macaroni into an oven-proof dish about 2.5 litre capacity, approx 20 for 28 centimetres, and pour over the hot butternut squash sauce. Season well with salt and pepper and mix together. So you mix the dried macaroni and the... we're going to do it. We're going to get it all together. At the moment, it's looking like a soup.
Yes, but smell that. It's gorgeous.
I'm really going to do that next time I make a squash soup, put a load of sage in.
Yeah, well, how easy would that be just as a soup right there?
You know what's exciting? I'm going to my mum's on Tuesday and she's just bought a soup maker. So I'll let you know next time I see you how... You know, it works.
Excellent. Is that like a slow cooker kind of thing?
I don't know. I'll find out. She says it's a better one, but you could even fry onions and sweat the veg. She said you can get cheaper ones that don't sweat, but she said sweating makes all the difference. Sort of thing I talk about with my mother. She loves talking about domestic things.
Okay. Right, I'm going to continue to blend because it's not quite all smooth. Okay.
We've got the macaroni, the dried macaroni. This is very curious. This is very scary. But we've put the dried macaroni in there and we're now going to pour over the very liquidy, it's like a soup, squash. And we're going
to... Yes.
Of course, it's very liquidy at the moment, but as we know, pasta kind of
sucks it up.
It drinks it, doesn't it? So.
It smells delicious.
It does.
Right, you're doing salt and pepper?
I'm going to stir it, yeah. It says season well with salt and pepper. Oh, it's all going on my hand. Because you need it coated, don't you? The whole thing needs coated. Such an original way of cooking.
Yeah.
That's what I find about these recipes. It's like you get new ideas for making things. I'll just check what you do with the top of it. Season well with salt and pepper and mix together. Bake in the oven for 25 minutes. Remove and roughly arrange the cherry tomatoes on top. Combine the grated cheese, breadcrumbs, hazelnuts and sage and scatter over top. And return for another 10 to 12 minutes until the topping is golden and crisp.
Sounds good.
So we've got a few more things to do. No relaxing yet. So this needs to be 25 minutes. Put on the timer, darling. And let's get chopping those hazelnuts, getting all the toppings sorted.
When you say let's, do you mean me?
Yeah. So the vegan crumbles just come out the oven. Oh my God, that looks delicious.
It does look delicious. Of course, we were supposed to put the tomatoes down first, but anyone who listens to us...
What do you mean down first?
We're supposed to arrange those first and then the stuff on top. But anyone who... listens to us cook knows we don't always follow directions, and we think that's great maxim in life. Just make your own way.
Exactly.
Recipes and are guides.
This smells cheesy. It looks crunchy. It's going to brown, and when things go crispy in the oven.
Yeah, and though it's not cheese, it looks it looks and smells like cheese.
Well, it's because it's kind of free from cheese. God, I can't wait to have it. Oh, can we go next door?
Get your fingers out.
Yeah. We've done something we don't normally do. We're already eating.
We've done it. We're hungry.
We're so hungry. I'm.
Look very enticing.
I'm on the butternut squash dish.
Well, amazingly, the macaroni cooked just fine.
It's perfect, and it's not overcooked. It's still it's not al dente, but it isn't overcooked.
Yeah, that might also be maybe it cooks easier because without the egg, I don't know. Perhaps
why is it a bit sweet? Is that literally the what is that?
The butternut squash and the onions, because they sort of caramelized in the in the oven.
Oh, it's such a homey dish.
It's nice.
I learned that word when I lived in New York. Remember this girl said it's so homey. Can you explain what homey is to English?
Well, I suppose it's like hygge to the Danish. It is something's homey. It's comfy. It's cozy. It's relaxed, it's warming, it's embracing. All of those things. Yeah.
Have you ever been described as homey?
I was once described, and this cracked us all up, as wholesome. Somebody who met me once. It was my friend's father. You know, who met me in college. He's like, oh, Donna's so wholesome. And it was like the biggest joke.
You're not. And that's a compliment. Yeah. But this is a lovely, homey dish, which I'd definitely have supper or Saturday lunchtime, mm-hmm. wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Mm. Vegan friendly. Yes. Love it.
Love it. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the January 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.